Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a superstar. This is a guy that's been on our show before, and it was a thrill to have him on before, but it's even more special to have him now on the program because he's celebrating the 50th anniversary, we're all celebrating along with him, of one of the most iconic songs in American music history, American Pie. We'd like to welcome the man who wrote and performed that song for so many around the world. Don McLean is with us on the show. Don, it's great to have you.
Well, thank you very much. And Voice of America, I know, is a wonderful organization. It's been around for many, many, many years, getting the thoughts and ideas about America out to the rest of the world. And certainly when you see what's going on in the Ukraine right now, you realize how important that is. We are not the same as everybody else. We should also remember as Americans not to allow the forces in our own country, who I think probably mean well, but who are making us feel ashamed of being Americans. That is a mistake. We are a great, great country. And look at what's happening in the Ukraine now, if you want to see a very bad country doing a very bad thing to people who did nothing. So we don't, we should get this idea across to people. And we're not perfect, okay, that's for sure. There are a lot of moving parts in every country and a lot of things going on, but the Ukraine thing is from the top down. But anyway, I'm really happy to be here. I have really tried to be a good emissary for the United States in my world travels, and I have done more than 20 world tours. And I've always been very careful to comport myself in a way that would make America proud of me. And I have also been very careful never to criticize countries that I was in. I remember I was in Australia, and Richard Harris, who I'm sure wouldn't mind, he's dead, so he doesn't care. But he was an alcoholic, and he would drink, and he was doing Camelot in Australia. And he started saying things on an interview because he was very pompous and he was British, of course. And they looked down their nose, unfortunately, at Australians. And he started saying bad things. Well, the show closed, the next day. So always be kind to people who are nice enough to let you sing for them in their country.
We're talking with Don McLean, who is an icon in the music industry. And Don is celebrating, along with the rest of the country, the 50th anniversary of American Pie, which is a song everybody knows. And it was a song that runs 8 minutes long, and you put it out in 71. It went up to number 71, and it went up to number one in 72 in the UK for 8 weeks. And so, I mean, did you ever imagine the song would be the song that it is, that it would have this lasting effect on the world?
Well, if the song as it was, the little 3 minute version, which went to number one, had been the only thing that people heard, it would just been another throwaway little song. But it was really the people that called in who bought the album and heard the 8.5 minute version that made the radio, top 10 radio, play the 8.5 minute version. And that started, everything happened with that song. There'd be another thing that would happen. If you played it once in the jukebox, you can only hear it halfway through. So you had to play it twice. If it was played on the radio, I got paid twice, as if it was two songs. The 8.5 minute version stood there for 50 years until Taylor Swift had a longer song and was nice enough to send me a note and some flowers.
Wow.
And lovely person that she is, and nice parents who raised her and supported her career and did all that for her. Mm. So, there's always been this. And now, 50 years later, I mean, things have been happening all along. I mean, Madonna recorded the song. Garth Brooks had me on in 1997, the biggest concert ever in New York City in front of a million people. And that version of Garth and me singing the song went all over the world. Nothing else in the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was what went around the world. So it's got magic to it. It always has had. And it's still doing that. We have this children's book, American Pie, a fable. We have the documentary movie, The Making. It's called The Day the Music Died, The Making of Don McLean's American Pie. There is a bookazine from Bauer Publishing, and you see those in the checkout counter at your local grocery store or at the, you know, the drugstore where you check out. There's one on, you know, there's always one on Marilyn Monroe or Elvis or whatever. Well, there's one on me and the making of this song. So the details of how all this happened, is they're all out there, and it's going to be happening all year long. And Vincent is also coming on strong because we have a nice video now of me performing at the Vincent Exposition in Los Angeles, and that was quite an experience. So they put a video out on that. So but I have a new album that I'm going to come out with this year, and I'll sing a song for you now.
Okay, that'd be great.
This is a song that, I'm going to keep one ear in my ear. This is a song that, it's the kind of song that people think American Pie is, but it isn't. This actually talks about, the American boys who created rock and roll. And it was written by me and Vip Bipperman, my guitar player. And I'll sing you the whole thing. It's a few minutes. It's like 4 minutes, 3.5
sure.
minutes.
What's it called?
It goes like this. American boys invented rock and roll, singing rhythm and blues with a hillbilly soul. They caused a sensation. They shook up the nation. American boys invented rock and roll. They say the fat man started it all, pounding that piano made the dominoes fall. Well, Chop went to Memphis for long distance information, and Buddy took a sad plane to a secret destination. Yeah, American boys invented rock and roll, singing rhythm and blues with a hillbilly song. Caused a sensation, shook up the nation. American boys invented rock and roll. Hank had his Ford and $2 bill. He set the woods on fire. Man, it's burning there still. Cash got rhythm, and he walked the line. He did the Folsom Boogie for a pompadour crime. Well, Marty told Mama it would be all right. Little Richard said they're having Tutti Frutti tonight. Haley had his comet to bring us the word about a southern king nobody ever had heard. Yeah, American boy invented rock and roll, singing rhythm and blues with a hillbilly soul. It caused a sensation, shook up the nation. American boys invented rock and roll. American boys invented rock and roll.
Yes, Don McLean, right here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America, a worldwide premiere. This is a global premiere of the song. First time played, I'm sure around the world, and the troops are listening, and everybody around the world is listening. All your global fans heard it for the first time. So the 20th album, you referred to the next new album, 20 albums. What's it going to be called? Do you know?
The American Boys album.
Mm-hmm. And so going back for just a minute, American Pie celebrating its 50th anniversary. Of course, you've had, as I say, this will be the 20th album. So you've had many, many different albums over your career. And you talked earlier about Vincent, you know, gaining some popularity again, getting some new life. The other thing that's new is American Pie was in an Avenger film.
Oh, yeah. It was in that Avenger movie. And it was also in the last Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, Finch.
Mm-hmm. Finch. So, yeah, it's been getting some, I don't know how this stuff happens. You know, people, you know, there are people that run these productions, and they're individuals who are entirely in charge of the music. And they think, oh, gee, that would be a perfect song to have in the movie. And what a lucky wonder. Again, part of this 50th anniversary celebration. And we have actually three new versions of the song being made. One by a young lady from England named Jade Bird, who is apparently very popular in the UK and a lovely girl, really good singer. And then there's a Spanish version, which is going to go in Latin America. And there's a dance version, which will be coming out, which is my version, but it's souped up, you know, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Would you do a little bit of American Pie for us, for the worldwide audience?
Sure. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance. Maybe they'd be happy for a while. February made me shiver with every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day. The music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the
They're standing around the world. They're always standing whenever we hear that song. Everybody has to stand and applaud and salute and be so proud to be an American. There's just a few songs, a handful, that really make you proud to be an American. That's one of them, you know, and Lee Greenwood's got another. There's a few of them that have been out there over the years, but it's always great to hear your song. Now, what I find it very interesting that the song was at least as big, if not a little bit bigger, in the UK than it was here in America. We're singing America's story about American artists. So why do you think that was?
Well, American Pie was number two. Vincent was number one. And Crying was number one all over the world, including the UK. So I've had three really big records over there and pretty good size records in the United States. But everywhere else in the world, those records were number one or number two. Mm. And that has fueled my world touring, as well as the albums, I should say, because, you know, when Crying was number one in about 1980 or 81, Chain Lightning was in the top 10, and The Best of Don McLean was number one. So there were always many things that were selling that had a lot of songs on them. That people got to know. So people don't come to a show to hear one song.
Of course.
They know my repertoire, but they know it through the albums, the B-sides, the best ofs that have sold, as I say, in excess of 50 million records.
Mm-hmm. The emphasis back in the day when you were writing songs, the lyrics had meaning. Today, you listen to a lot of songs and it's much of the same, just love stories, love gone bad, you know, and that but you actually sang about things.
I've watched this stuff. It doesn't really say anything.
Right, right.
It's just kind of whatever comes into the person's mind, they throw it out there. There are rules to poetry. There are rules to music. No, the rules are out the window. And people who think they're modern artists, oh, we don't do the old rules. Well, let me tell you what, you can't throw painting on a canvas until you can draw a dog. You know?
Where's the most interesting place you ever got inspiration for a song?
For which song?
Any song. Any song you wrote, where's the most unusual, unexpected situation that you found yourself in and said, I got a song out of this, and I never ever, who would imagine that? I mean, aside from American Pie, because that was a very interesting
song. A song that's on that Botanical Gardens album, and it's a song called Grief and Hope. And I sang it on my little WebTube channel. And it goes, grief and hope. They walk together. They're side by side. But they're not friends. Grief and hope. They help to carry us through. And when we see better days, they go separate ways.
I did want to also ask you, I said, you know, at the beginning of the show, you talked about the political tensions right now in Ukraine. And you are very popular in Russia. You've performed there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I know that you've sold
records
there. No, I haven't
performed in Russia. I have not.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Is that somewhere you would like to go?
Not particularly.
Okay, given the headlines, we understand that, but I don't fault the people for the politicians. You know, the people who
I do in a way because, you know, the people, if they don't like the guy running it, they better figure out a way to get rid of him. It's their country. It's not his.
Very well said. Yeah, very true.
You know, it's their country, not his country.
That's true.
You can't do that. I mean, people should have gotten rid of Hitler. And they went along with it, and they said, well, we don't blame the German people. Well, I do, because they went along with it.
Right. That's very true, very true. We've got Don McLean on our show, and we are marking the 50th anniversary of American Pie. He is on tour right now, and I guess you're going to be going around the world. This will be a world tour as well?
I'm actually on the tour now, although I'm sitting on this sofa. I'm actually on the tour. And in about a week, I will be headed to Kansas City to sing in the Uptown Theater, and then to Indianapolis, and then back home, and then I'm going to Ohio, and then I'm going on and on like that. Mm-hmm. Every week, every few days, I'll be in a theater somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And how about internationally, so that the audience around the world can see you?
Yeah,
do you have any plans?
Start about September 11th or 12th. I will be starting my English tour. I'll be on a bus tour throughout England, England, Ireland, Scotland, very familiar territory for me. We will be doing a big concert at the arena in Dublin, Ireland later in September sometime. I don't know the exact date. And then we go to Scandinavia and other countries in Europe, and hopefully we'll go to Israel for a couple of nights, and Spain and France and so on.
That's great. It must feel really, you know, I just can't imagine the feeling that you're in a country that doesn't speak English, but they know all the words to your songs and they sing along with you. And even if it's, you can hear the accents of the countries you're in, it's kind of cool, but just to see somebody singing your words.
Most European and foreign countries are bilingual. We're the only country that only speaks English.
Germany?
They speak English and their own language. So we're very behind on that. You know, they speak English almost everywhere.
How about Japan? Do you go there to Asia much?
I haven't been to Japan in a long time. I think I will probably go there next year because I'm going to be going to Australia, New Zealand, probably Manila, maybe Hong Kong. And I hope to do a Japanese leg of the tour. I'd love to go back there.
Don McLean is on the show with us. Would you, before we say goodbye, could you do a little bit of Vincent? Just a couple of seconds?
Sure. Let me do that for you.
Sure.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land.
Wow. There he is, Don McLean. The music never gets old. And despite the lyrics of American Pie, the music never dies. Not your music anyway. We always enjoy hearing your songs and your music. And is there anything you'd like to say to the troops who are watching or the worldwide audience or both right now before we wrap?
Well, I think that we need to work toward a durable peace. We need to be very concerned with what's going on in the Ukraine and with this man, Putin. And you know, there's an old saying in boxing. If you let a guy hit you too much, you make him brave. So I don't want to make this guy brave. And that's a very important thing to think about right now. He needs to get a good shot to stop him pronto. Before he gets brave, and there's going to be a lot more destruction. So that's the one thing I would say. Also, I would say to the military, I've known, you know, in the old days in Vietnam, I was very left-wing and anti-war, but I've gotten to know through the years some of the most amazing military families, especially in the state of Maine, and especially in a little town called Castine, Maine, where I met many generals and naval people and army people who had retired there. And they are some of the best human beings I have ever known. So, and they are devoted to the country. And I have a whole different attitude, really, toward the military now than I did when I was 25. So... Mm. Because I learned more. You know, the more you learn, the more you understand these things. We want to make sure that our military are only put in harm's way for very important missions. And I hope that that will happen in the future.
Do you have any aspiration to write an autobiography? I know you've been a part of many biopics and things like that. Does Don McLean want to tell, you know, I mean, you wrote a children's book, but do you want to tell a story, your story?
Yeah. You know, it could be someday. There's been a few books about me where I just tried to get the facts out, sort of what you might say, career biographies that before somebody else writes a bunch of lies.
Right.
But there may come a time when I might want to really just do that. But I can't see that now for quite a few years. I've got a lot of places to go, a lot of people to sing to, a lot of songs to write and a lot of songs to sing. And I'm very happy about that. And I've really enjoyed the opportunity to be on The Voice of America and to have this kind of a broad outreach to people all over the world and to our military boys and girls as well. Thank you.
You are an inspiration, Don McLean, to many people. Many ages, many generations you've been, and you will continue to be. And is there a place people can go on the web to kind of check in with you, find out where you're going to be performing, keep up with you?
Yes, you could just go to YouTube and type in Don McLean YouTube channel, and you'll know more about me than the FBI.
Well, thank you, Don McLean, for being on the show once again. It's always a thrill and an honor to have you with us here on The Voice of America. When you're in D.C. the next time, please do come into the studios, and we'll be COVID-free. We'll sanitize everything. Could.
Why not?
We'd love to see you in person. Thank you, Don McLean. Don McLean is our guest today. American Pie celebrating its 50th anniversary. He's got his 20th album coming out this year as well. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.